is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
Okay, and 231, you're going to be on first, so stand by on the board. Welcome back, Jane, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to everybody who is on the call today. I'll do my brief intro here. This is Jane Phillips. I'm calling you from talking to you from Central Oregon. I used to live in Santa Fe, and I still work all over the country, so I can help any of you who might have an issue. You can find me all of my websites. I do some paranormal work as well as medical intuitive work. You can go to janecphillips.com to find both of my websites. Ghostbusting.org is the paranormal one, and intuitivemedicalhealer.com is the one for the medical intuitive side. But janecphillips.com. And if you have an emotional issue, if you have a physical issue, there are lots of things we can do energetically, and it might be along with some of the work you're doing chiropractically or in other ways to get things loose so you can have a better life. So I'm hoping to start off the new year with as many people as we can get on this call so that you can start off feeling better. So that's my intro. I'm ready for the first caller.
Okay, area code 231, you're on with Jane. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Tia and I'm calling from Michigan.
Did you say Gia?
Tia.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
And I've had a few serious health issues in the past, and I'm hoping to be on the up and up. Are you picking anything up on that, possibly?
It takes a little while for me to tune in to you. Because I'm having to work with the brain as well as my intuitive side. So it helps me most on these calls because I don't get a whole hour with you. If you could share a little bit about what your symptoms are and see what I can do to help.
I've had stage 4 double breast cancer and then cervical cancer, and I've been 7 years in remission, but lately I just haven't been feeling good, and I just have some concerns that maybe something's going on.
Okay. Well, that's a lot. If you haven't been feeling that good, describe some symptoms for me.
I'm just really, really super tired. I mean, unbelievably tired. That was my first clue the first time.
Yep.
It's basically that. I mean, my lack of energy is way, way down. And so, I mean, I always have it in my mind that the other shoe's going to drop, but I try not to live that way, but it's always there.
Well, yeah, if you've come out the other side 7 years with two different types of cancer, and it would make you cautious. So what's your energy level normally so that you're noticing the difference, lack of tired and lack of energy, super tired and lack of energy?
Usually I'm always on the go. From the time I open my eyes until the time they close, I don't usually sit still. I don't really like to. But I'm noticing the last probably couple months, I come home from work and I've just been going right to bed again. And I didn't know if maybe it was something health-wise or possibly depression, because I do have that. So I haven't went to the doctor yet, just because I'm afraid to.
Yep, got it. And just so you know, people have potentially serious issues like cancer or something else. I will not always be given the information to label it that way, because it puts a thought into your body's energy field that is non-supportive. And so I will not, my guides actually won't let me dose for that word. Just so you know. But so what I want to do, and I understand you're feeling pretty nervous about this and not wanting to go take a look because you, but I'll do some dowsing around whether it's in your best and highest good to go get a checkup. If you're usually on the go all the time, that's also not really healthy for us. And so that's, I mean, that's, you're driven.
I always feel like I'm running out of time.
Try
to do as much as I can, you know?
Yep. I was just going to bring up that thought. Do you have anything in your mind that's is FOMO, fear of missing out?
Pardon?
Do you identify with that?
I didn't understand. There's
an acronym that's called FOMO, fear of missing out, which for some people drives them to, you know, if I don't see this play and do this walk and participate in this, I might have seen something. I'm just checking. I don't get you have that as a driver.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. The only thing I'm afraid about missing out on is my kids and their milestones, you know, coming up. That's a big fear. I have a brand new grandbaby, and I just worry.
Yeah, and that's valid. That's really valid. Okay. Just a minute. So I'm going to do a little bit of dowsing. I use a pendulum, Gia, and I'm also going to check your energy field to make sure you don't have any energies attached to you, because when we're having a rough time, then we can have discarnate, which is you and I out of our bodies or parts of us that resonate with our lower vibration because we're not feeling so well. And then they hang out on us, not to torment us, but more to because you look like a kindred soul to them, your vibrational match. So one of the first things I do is I want to make sure you don't have any of those energies on you, because that will absolutely bring your energy down a lot, especially if you have quite a few. So hang on, start with that. Name of the light, I ask all obstruction and interference to be removed. We'll make sure we're clear for this. We ask this work for Gia, the only inner best and highest good, and only in the name of the light. All right. Okay, part of your problem is you do have a lot of other energies on you. So you have 36 possessions. And that you aren't to be afraid of that, by the way. That's just, you've been having a tough time, and so you get enough books on you, that will weigh you down. You have 36 possessions. How many hidden ones do you have?
12.
So I get stuff. I have a protocol that keeps me from getting stuff, but I get stuff sometimes too, and it affects our mental health tremendously. So we'll just get rid of those, and then I'll do some other. I'm going to get you totally clear, because that will take a layer off to give you some more breathing room. Okay?
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. So, and again, for anyone listening, I say this every time I'm talking to somebody. If you have possessions on you, it will affect your personality, it will affect your fatigue level and all of that. Anybody who's listening that thinks they might have some of that, or they don't know, but they want to follow along. If you follow along and think about it for yourself, this will work for you too, and I'll be clearing more than Gia. But my focus for this call is, Gia, you're going to grab the energy from this call and put it on you so that you can get cleared also. So I ask for a white light vortex above Gia's head. I ask for Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Raphael and Uriel, and 30,000 angels. We invite these first 36 to cross to the light, to whomever would welcome them home with love and acceptance. And so, Gia, what I see is I see a stream, beam of white light, and I see all these floaty energies going up. And so you can imagine that also. And we're just wishing all these energies well. They get to go home to the light, to whomever's going to welcome them home with love and acceptance. All right, so those 36 are on their way. It takes about 3 days for everybody to get home in Earth time. It won't feel like that for them, but just know that.
Okay.
All right, and now the 12 that are hidden, they're more nervous. There's all sorts of reasons people don't cross to the light. These 12 are more nervous, so I start out by giving them blanket for snuggles. I give them bubble wrap because they might be resistant a little bit. And bubble wrap is so they can see a little bit, and this is something my guides gave me. And now we give them 50,000 angels, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Raphael, and Uriel, and we invite these 12 to cross to the light, to whomever would welcome them home with love and acceptance. And again, anyone else who's following, you can follow this too. So hang on. It's taking a little bit longer for these 12. All right. Do you have any possessions? No. All right. Now I'm going to check. Do you have any targets? Seven. Just a minute. And I'll explain what these are so you don't get all weeded out on me. Do you have any tags? Things that you're not familiar with, and other people that do what I do aren't familiar with these two things either. Targets are like the bullseye or at the Target store that allow darker energies to shoot at you. It tends to happen when you have enough possessions. The targets also get established. So I just rip them off the veil of hay that they're on. So here we go with seven of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And the four tags are like cookies on your computer that allow you to be tracked. They look like little fuzzy white buttons about the size of a quarter, but they're kind of thick. They're like maybe half an inch thick. And they've got a little pin in them so they can stick on you. So I'm just going to pull them off. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you only had four. Now I'm going to double check. I'm using a pendulum chart. Do you have any possessions, targets, or tags? I get no. I'm now going to do Ho'oponopono because it speeds the process up. And that's a Hawaiian four-step prayer that I started incorporating about a year ago. And the idea, Gia, is that everything that you're going through right now or that you've been through, that I'm part of the problem because I'm part of the mass consciousness as you are. So I contributed in some way. I don't have to understand it, nor do you, but I also don't want to resist it. So Ho'oponopono, I do it in a little different order than what is normal, but it's how it's come to me. So I'm going to say it out loud a few times, Gia. You can write this down and say it to yourself, because you're basically, it's a self-forgiveness also.
Okay.
So here we go. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can just have this. I'm going to say it out loud a few times and then quietly. It clears a lot of energy out. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And anyone out there who wants this, just take this on for yourself. You'll get healing also. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now I'm going to say it quietly, Gia, just a minute. Okay. guidance is telling me I've done enough of that. Now I'm going to go through and check the 12 things I, energies, types of energies that could be stuck on you still, and make sure they're off and clear the ones that are not. So I'm looking for negative energies or entities. I find none, dark energies or entities, none. Dark forces, a little bit. I ask my guides to go and remove any dark forces that might be affecting Shia. And again, I don't know what these are. It's just darker energy. So hang on, removing that. I'd like to take any parts of Gia that might be under the influence of the dark side and remove those parts. And that can come from watching TV, seeing the news, a friend tells you a story and you get all caught up in it and it's not supportive for you. So we're going to remove any parts of Gia under the influence of the dark side and now turn these parts now to be under the influence of the light. This is to help you have a better perspective. I'd like to go and neutralize any non-beneficial energetic patterns. Keep a little of that left. That's just like fuzzy energy that's around you. More like if you're driving along and listening to the radio out on a road trip and all of a sudden you lose the station and you get all the buzz. So we're neutralizing any non-beneficial geopathic patterns. Neutralize any curses. We don't have any of that anymore. Cut and remove any psychic cords that Gia has between herself and any other people that are not for her best and highest good. Burn these cords in the violet flame of Saint Germain and scatter the ashes. Take any negative thought forms and turn them into pure love. Not much there that was handled. This one's usually big. I'd like to neutralize any negative astrological influence affecting you, Gia. There's a lot of planetary stuff going on that's really not supportive right now. So I want to neutralize that effect on you.
Okay.
Neutralize any negative astrological influence. I'd like to banish the spirit of any non-beneficial emotions. I have to deactivate their life force. I have to scramble the frequency of the survival and reproductive intelligence of any non-beneficial emotions. There's not much of that going because the whole Ho'oponopono helped that too. All right, I'd like to neutralize the ill effects of mass consciousness upon you. And that is a big piece that's coming through. So it's the thinking out in the world that is affecting you as an empath.
Okay.
So you're just picking up that energy. I'm neutralizing it. I'd like to adjust your frequency to its ideal frequency. So because you've got a lot going on and you're nervous, you will get ramped up in your own way, and you indicated that there might be some depression. So when we're too ramped up, it doesn't have to be angry. It could be too ramped up because we're really depressed or we're really anxious or all of that. We're going to adjust it to your ideal frequency. Your ideal frequency is a 1. Mine's a 2, and other people are 3s. I got this from a dowser named Raymond Grace. And animals have higher frequencies. So where did we start with you? Weren't too bad. You were at 21, and now you're at 1. So this is going to bring your energy level down so you're not so anxious about everything.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'd now like to go to you and raise your life force to 100%. That's to raise your life force to 100%. I ask to raise your energy level to the highest appropriate energy level, and I ask that you be also brought into balance and harmony with the earth. Because if we're not grounded, that also makes it hard physically. I'd like to raise your energy level to the highest appropriate energy level and bring you into balance and harmony with the earth. And again, anyone who's listening, this can be for you too. I'm focusing on Gia. Just grab the energy for yourself. Be selfish. This is me focusing on Gia. I'd like to go to the flower of life structure that I work with and grab that energy and put it into Gia and raise her energy level one more time. There we go. getting some good shifts. I get hot flashes when you're shifting GSO, just so you know. Okay. If you get warm or anything feels weird, just that you're not comfortable with, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'd like to balance your right and left brain. I ask to balance your brain chemistry. And I ask to balance the tones, that's the sound, of your bones, muscles, tendons, and flesh. Hang on. All right, one last thing. Archangel Michael, please come with whales, dolphins, and fishes and golden net. I ask for a white light vortex above Gia's head. We now invite the whales, dolphins, and fishes to bring the golden net through Gia to take to the light any extra energies that are not for her best and highest good. And again, anybody else who wants this energy, grab it for yourself. My focus is on Gia, and you can grab this for yourself. Just takes a minute because we've cleaned so much stuff up. And Gia, I need you to drink water. I think you have been. But drink some water and then just get up and walk just a minute. You could, like, walk around your chair and sit down. I just want to keep the energy moving. I'll check you again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I went around the table and I am back in the chair.
And did you drink water? So everyone listening, make sure you're moving if you're following along and that you're drinking water. You lose water when the energy is moving like this. So they always tell you that when you have a massage, but they don't tell you about all the other ways, other therapies that where you lose water and you need to replenish the water to process these energies out.
Okay, I just finished up my water.
Okay, good. We'll see if you need some more. So I want you to check, how are you feeling? And do you have a headache or any symptoms that are bothering you other than what you mentioned before?
No, I feel fine. No
okay.
Headache or anything.
Okay, that's good. Sometimes when we're releasing energies, it'll get stuck on the way out and it tends to go out through the top of our head. So that's good. Has anything shifted for you? And I always ask these questions. It isn't that I'm expecting you to say, oh, yeah, it's a miracle. Sometimes that is, sometimes not. How do you feel any better at all? Or you can't tell, it's fine.
I can't tell. I can't tell right yet.
Always good to check. I always try and check when I'm working with people along the way. Because if something isn't working right, we have to fix it. All right. So let's go to you're super tired and lack of energy. Okay. Your energy did not shift, right? Or it's
no,
the middle of the day, so you don't know yet.
Right. I do kind of feel a little lighter. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's usually how people describe it. It's like
okay,
the most common word. Yeah, you're not carrying around all these other energies and all this stuff. So that's a little bit of an indication for you that something shifted.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. If you feel lighter, that's because you don't have as much stuff getting in your way. Okay. All right, let me check your level of let me see. Okay. Well, I want you to say, I'm depressed, and notice what your body does.
I'm depressed.
Oof. That's big. What did you notice?
I got tired again. Just kind of like my thoughts kept going to taking a nap.
Yep. And I got tears. Really lots of tears. So I can take that out of you.
Yeah, I've been doing that quite often lately, crying just up for no reason.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot going on, and you've had a history of things going on that have not been supportive, right? So,
yes.
And we have planetary interference. There's just a lot to cause that. Okay. So I want to check for you, to what degree is it true for you, I have depression. It's big. Okay. Again, anyone who thinks they want to participate, I'm always going to invite you. All right. So here's, Gia, what I have learned in my practice is that our thoughts really tell our body what to do. And so if it's the thought that we don't have a conscious thought, but you also have a worry about cancer and all of that, then your body says, oh, okay, we're supposed to be depressed, or we're supposed to create another medical issue, right? Which you're not doing it consciously, because why would you, right? Absolutely
right.
No way you're doing it consciously. But, and it's unconscious, and it's caused by life circumstances. You've had some scares. I think what I want to do, I have to figure out of all the things I can do. And Nicole will let me know if there's someone on the line behind, but she basically let me know that I could spend some time with you, so I'm great. So you got lucky, and I'm grateful for that, that I can. So
I too. Thank you so much.
Yep. So so I douse, if I get a statement that's probably true, I call it malware, kind of what happens to your computer. Something invades the computer and now it's not working right.
Yes.
You've heard of malware or no?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I used to call it thinking, but then that makes you a bad person for thinking wrong. And it's not that. It's that your body is holding thought processes in some cell somewhere. It's not in your brain that is directing how it's going to operate. So if it thinks it has to be sick, or if it thinks life isn't going well, or it thinks it has depression, then it's going to act that out for you.
Okay.
Which isn't supportive. Does that make sense? It's not.
It's
got some programmer life experiences, and maybe from even before you were born, right? From other lives you brought in. So let me check the best way to be supportive for Gia. Do that, yeah. I'm not going to do emotion code because that's too slow, and we want to go see how much we can get done. Just a minute, I think. I'm checking to see if Nicole, I have to leave her on just a minute. Hang on. Okay. I'm going to do this, and I'm letting Nicole and the other callers that are on the line know that I'll get through to them as soon as I'm done with Gia here. I'm going to do this last bit because you deserve it, and I already promised it. So, All right. So this is kind of what I call top-down, meaning that you're going to kind of sit tight and I'm going to do this work for you.
Okay.
So hang on, I'm just writing some things down. What did you say? Super tired. So the idea of this protocol is that we release what's not working. And we are going to, on one side of my little chart. So I make a little chart, basically a line across the top of the paper and then a line down the middle. So it's a big T. On the left side of the T, I write all the things that are happening that you're not, that's not supportive.
Okay.
Some of this is going to be weird for you, but... Hang on. hang on. Sure. All right. Hang on. Nicole's talking to me while we're doing this. No, it's just the same one twice. Okay, I'm not going to release as much as I normally do or spend as much time, but what I'm releasing is I have depression. I'm scared I have cancer again. I'm super tired. I have a lack of energy. I had stage 4 breast cancer, and I had cervical cancer. I'm releasing that. And when I release that, somebody who douses, and I've had to do this for myself, somebody who douses, and I also want to release, I have to be on the go all the time. Just a minute. Be on the go all the time. And I'm releasing, I'm running out of time. Right.
Thank you.
So what's happening is we're releasing these belief systems within your physical body. So the stage 4 breast cancer, and I had cervical cancer. When I'm done, so far it's worked every time. If anybody who is a professional dowser, and you say, did I ever have stage 4 breast cancer? They won't be able to douse that you ever did.
Oh, wow.
So what we're doing is we're taking the thought process of your other energy bodies, your spiritual body, your emotional body, your etheric body, so that if you've got some physical issues, those other energy bodies around us are not feeding into the physical. For you to get physically sick, all those other energy bodies have to get sick first.
Okay.
So if I pull that out of there, then they are not feeding a story into your system. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's weird, right? So then it means that you have a much better chance of your physical body healing itself from whatever is going on. All right.
Wonderful.
So I can't do everything. We're going to restore perfect health. Did you have a mastectomy?
Double mastectomy, yes.
Okay. I had a double. Okay. I'm restoring healthy breasts. Now, just so you don't get too triggered by that, I have restored an organ before that is totally missing. So we're putting the energy of the parts that have been removed back into your body.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. So your body is recognizing that it has the energy of these things, okay? I want you to be okay with that. Perfect health, happy, fulfilled, confident, energized, and energetic, and I'm going to put stamina. Is there anything else you'd like to have as positive? I wrote perfect health, healthy breasts, happy, fulfilled, confident, energized, energetic, and strong stamina. Anything else? Peace?
No.
What else?
I like the confidence one because I definitely could use that.
Yeah. Anything else that...
No, I would be so thankful for those.
Okay. And so understand that this protocol that I'm going to do, I will release all of these things with languaging. I will restore all of these things with languaging. And it, the statement says, we're releasing all of this stuff plus anything else we forgot to mention. It's, so the universe will fill in the gaps, okay?
Okay.
And it'll restore plus anything we forgot to mention. All right, so you need to get yourself some more water.
Okay. All right.
All right, I want you to drink a little.
Okay.
And then I'll do this. This takes about 5 minutes, maybe six. Okay.
Okay, water's down.
Okay. So here we go. So I have to get really grounded to do this because I'm doing a lot all at once, but we can. So here we go. So let me ground myself. And I'd like to put the energy of Gia onto a platform in front of me to work on her. And I ask for the maximum amount of healing possible for Gia at this time. Maximum amount of healing possible for Gia at this time. And now I'm going to call up all the things we want to release. I call up all of these items listed as well as anything connected to or associated with these for all time. And I ask that this be brought up and ask for the complete release of all of these physical symptoms and depression for Gia from the beginning of time to beyond time and space. And I now will do the shift. I ask that this be brought up and release, remove, detach, eject, shield from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Now I'll check it. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. Okay, now we're going to go to the things we want to restore. Your perfect health, healthy breath, that you're happy, fulfilled, confident, energized, energetic, and strong stamina. All right, I'm going to call up all of these items listed, as well as anything connected to or associated with these for all times. And I ask for Gia that all items listed be completely integrated into all levels of their being. I ask to restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate to their highest harmonic frequency now. I'll do it one more time. I ask that for Gia that all of these items listed be completely integrated into all levels of their being. I ask to restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate to their highest harmonic frequency now. There we go. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. Okay, I'm going to release the chart. Releasing the release side, release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Closing the restore side, release, remove, detach, eject, shield. So only by dowsing, because we can't prove anything beyond my dowsing except for what happened before and after, I want to say, for Gia, I have depression. I get no. That isn't a thought process. I'm scared I have cancer again. No. Super tired. No. Lack of energy. No. I had stage 4 breast cancer. That comes up as a no. I had cervical cancer. That's a no. I had a mastectomy. If your body doesn't believe that it's missing anything, then it's going to give me a no, which it did. And I have to be on the go all the time. That one is probably not totally out. That's, it's not true, but it's only minus 10% true. And I like to make things stronger, but that's okay. And I'm running out of time is also a no. So what that means is that those thought processes are not in your physical body, energetic body, creating chemistry that makes you worried, okay?
Okay.
That those aren't there. It isn't like instantaneous because your body has to adjust to all of this. So here's what I was looking for. Misplaced my chart. So how many days is it going to take for Gia's work here on the show to process out? It can take about 4 days to process out. Today is the 2nd, so that'll be around the 6th of January at this time. And how many days to integrate? 5, so this, say the 7th. So you're going to get as much benefit as possible from this work in 4 days. If something is really off for you because of this, you feel just really extra awful, you can go to my website, janecphillips.com, and you will be able to send me an email now and say it's Gia from the show, and I'll do something to fix it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, get some extra rest, though, because you're going to have 4 days. You might be more tired for 4 days because you're releasing this. There's a lot that was released.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm so grateful. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Well, big hugs from Oregon to Michigan. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Thank
you. Thank you very much, and let us know how you go. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to another line. How about 516? Who we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Five one six. Are you there?
Yeah, she's really. You're really faint.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you turn your volume up?
I did. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Okay.
And your name?
Anita.
Thanks, Anita.
Okay.
All right.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I developed this rash on my back and a little bit on my forearms. And I went to the dermatologist, and they're little, like, bumps. They're very itchy. It's some form of folliculitis. I don't know how to pronounce it properly. But I was given a steroid cream, and it's not working. Can you tune into that? Anything I can do?
Yeah. Steroid creams are tricky. I got to experience eczema for 10 months until I was able to energetically remove the cause of it. And I finally ended up with steroid cream, but steroid creams are a little on the dangerous side too. So you can skip the steroid cream since it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in a little bit and see. Okay. I'm just going to write some notes down of what I'm getting.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Hang on, that's good. I was checking for food.
Yeah,
but I'm not getting
sure.
That.
Yeah.
No, it's not food. What kind of laundry detergent do you use?
That's interesting because I've been using Woolite, and I've been using it for years with no reaction, and I just switched to a hypoallergenic Woolite recently. Woolite is what I just switched to now after these bumps occurred.
So wait a minute. You switched to, because I'm getting you have a reaction to your laundry detergent.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So my question again. Is you used Woolite for years. It's not been a problem. You switched to a hyperallergenic Woolite, right?
After. No, this was after I developed the bumps.
So you got the bumps before you switched detergent.
Correct.
Thank you. Right, just a minute. How soon after you got the bumps did you switch detergent?
2 weeks after.
Okay, just a minute. It's still related. I just have to figure out in a way that, or how it's related.
Okay.
2 weeks. I want to be able to remember, so let me... after the bumps. Okay. So what to... I'm going to just make sure I'm not getting interference, Anita, so hang on. Ask all obstruction and interference to be removed. Degree, is there a detergent? I'm getting a really strong detergent thing going on. So, and you said your back and your face?
No, parts of my, like my wrist down, my arms.
Your wrist down toward your hands or back up
my
to your
down
elbow?
My wrist down to my elbow, yeah. No, in the front of my forearms, wrist down to my elbow area, yeah.
Wrist to elbow and your back, right?
Right, from the shoulders down to the lower back.
So hang on. Okay, so that's not... I got it might be bacterial, but I'm not getting that.
Okay.
Why am I getting laundry detergent? All right.
Oh.
When you wash your clothes, I got to stick with it for a few minutes here.
Okay.
When you wash your clothes, is woolite the only thing you use?
Before that, I used all, liquid all without the perfumes, the one without any, irritating agents, it says, on it.
Right. And when did you use all? Were you using all when you got the rash?
I had used it, I believe once or twice before I got the rash.
Okay, and then how soon, tricky questions, how soon after you used the all did you get the rash?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I think it was like a week or two after.
So I don't know. They're just pointing me there. So, it feels like, a suggestion, because I don't know if I'm right, getting it intuitively, that if all of your, if you're allergic to some ingredient and why it's on your wrist to your elbow and down your back, is probably only because that's a weak part in your body. It's more susceptible to get rashes or to have a problem. This isn't about me, but when I got my rash, it was all on my hands, and I energetically finally after 10 months had someone remove some toxicity within my body. And I finally got it cleared up, and nothing else really worked except for removing energetically aluminum toxicity in my body.
Yeah.
So I'm aware that it was only in my hands and it was starting to go up my arm, but I just kept not allowing it in some way energetically and maybe otherwise diet. So I'm trying to check.
Yeah, I've never had a rash before. That's why I was trying to figure out what it's from, because I've never had a rash.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what's your stress level?
Now, very little.
What was it at the time you were getting the rash?
It was good. It's been good. My stress level has been minimal, very minimal for quite a while. Yeah.
Okay. This is sleuthing. I'm trying to figure out. Because stress will create some of this. I'm just going to get quiet and see if I... Anyway, what they keep telling me to say, so I'll say it, is I would offer, somehow you've gotten super sensitive over time, and that if you've got it on your back and your arms... that, well, what they're, here's what they're offering, and here's also what I'm coming up with. Offering that you run all your clothes through the wash with no detergent.
Okay.
Wash them. Well, they're offering hot water, but, you know, you can't always do hot water on things. But once or twice, run things through, the clean clothes through with no detergent, because that, okay, it's at the very least, is going to eliminate a variable.
Okay.
Right? It'll eliminate that variable. The other thing, too, have you bought any new clothes?
Not recently. No, not, nothing. No,
not,
no new clothes.
Not
recently.
Since. No clothes before the rash, in a short period
correct.
Of time before the rash. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. That's good. All right. Well, then we'll just do what I did with Gia.
Okay.
I'm keeping an eye on the time, so I'm letting Nicole know that, because we won't have
okay.
another caller. I'm going to just do the release restore chart and see if we
okay.
can get is out.
Okay.
So do you have any, you have toxicity, but what? Not aluminum, it's not iron. It's do you take zinc?
No, I don't take zinc.
All right, I'm stumped, so we're just going to get you some help here. All right, rash.
Okay.
So we're going to release the rash on the back and forearm. And what did we call this? Folliculitis?
Folliculitis, yeah. The doctor mentioned it's something folliculitis. Oh. Yeah, a little bump.
Folliculitis. Well, we're going to just, yeah. You don't want to own that word anyway. So I want you
no.
to be able to forget it, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want your body to say, oh, I got something, so let's have it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to have it. Forearms, okay. And restore, clear, healthy skin. God, I wish I were getting a diet thing, but I am not getting anything around diet for you, so...
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if it's something I ate. Yeah, that's why I called in. I wasn't sure if it was something I ate. I thought maybe
I'm
it's
not,
from the detergent. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times they said it's detergent. So
that's
at least
enough.
Washing everything in water, right, with no anything added, right, and limiting what you're wearing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sticking to cotton things, no wool, right? No synthetics.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
All right. And it's an experiment. I'm a big fan of experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And because then if it doesn't work, you at least have ruled it out, right? So, and that's important. Okay. Clear, healthy skin. All right. We're going to remove rash on your back and forearm and folliculitis, and we're going to restore clear, healthy skin. All right, here we go. I'm going to ground again. And I'd like to put you on a platform, Anita.
Okay.
And I ask for the maximum amount of healing possible at this time for Anita. And I'd like to call up all of these items listed on the release side, as well as anything connected to or associated with these for all times. So it'll call up other things that we didn't think about writing in. And I ask for the complete release of this rash issue for Anita from the beginning of time to beyond time and space. And I now ask that this be brought up and release, remove, detach, eject, shield from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life karma. Restore clear, healthy skin, and I wrote happy too. All right. I'd like to call up all of these items listed on the restore side, as well as anything connected to or associated with these for all times. And I ask that for Anita that all items listed be completely integrated into all levels of her being. I ask to restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate to their highest harmonic frequency now. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, past life, karma. I ask to release, remove, detach, eject, shield any karma around this issue from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. All right. I'd like to close the chart. I'd like to release, remove, detach, eject, shield, the restore side, the release side, restore, release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Anita, I'm going to have to almost hang up immediately with you, but
okay.
check in with me if you want to. You can go to janecphillips.com, and one of my websites, you'll be able to email me if you have
okay.
If you want some more work with this, but at least rule out the detergent thing, because the fact that it's on your total back and your forearms, it's a weaker part of you. All right.
And so, feel free to come back in next time, 2 weeks from now, same time, Jane's back, and that goes for all the other callers on the board. Or right at the
yep.
Tippy Top. What else do you want to let people
right.
know about while there's time?
Yep. So I'm not great at shameless self-promotion. Everybody, you know that after 3 years. JaneCPhillips.com will get you to my website, some of my older blogs, so you can get some information. I do have a YouTube channel, which is called Conversations with Jane. So I have to sign off for now because the next show is right on top of me. And thanks to all for listening in. And know that every time you listen, you can tune into who I'm working with, and you will get some healing yourself if you choose it. So thank you so much, and thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Jane. Awesome. Great, as always. Jane will be back in 2 weeks. Make a note of it in your calendars. Call back earlier in the hour. We'll get you on. And speaking of calling in, the Psychic Love Doctor is next after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.